Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. I do apologize. I was having some difficulties. Welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, where we do it more than we talk about it. My name is Carmen, and I'll be your host for tonight. Today is April 30th, 2022, and allow me to begin in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for in the name of Jesus, Father, for PGN tonight, Lord, for letting us come on PGN and having this platform, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we ask you that you would help us tonight to bring you glory. We ask that your Holy Spirit come in our midst and have his way. We ask you that you make a way, that your presence be made manifest in a special way tonight, that those that are listening in onto our broadcast tonight, that you would just minister to them in a way that they've never been ministered to before, Lord, that their lives will be changed, Father. And we just thank you for that in the name of Jesus. We welcome the Holy Spirit tonight. We welcome him, and we ask you, Father God, to have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, everybody, tonight the topic is Adonai. Who is Adonai? And let me read you a little bit of what I found. The word Adonai is the Hebrew word for Lord. Adonai is found in Genesis 15:2 and Judges 6:15, used in place of Yahweh, which is spelled YHWH in capital letters, which was thought to be the Jews to be too sacred to be uttered by sinful men. In the Old Testament, Yahweh is more than used in God's dealing with his people, while Adonai is used more when he deals with the Gentiles. So Yahweh is Lord also, strictly speaking, the only proper name for God. And the capital letter is Lord. It's distinguished from the Lord Adonai, L-O-R-D with lowercase. The revelation of the name is given to Moses, I am who I am, in Exodus 3:14. This name specifically specifies a immediacy, a presence. Yahweh is present, accessible, near to those who call on him for deliverance. And you find that in Psalms 107:13, for forgiveness, Psalms 25:11, and guidance, Psalms 31:3. So Adonai also is a plural of the Hebrew word Adon, which means Lord or Master. It was first used as God's title before it was used as God's name. The plural and capitalized Adonai is used because God is the Lord of all humanity and thus is the Lord of all lords. We've heard that. He's the Lord of lords and King of kings. He's above everything. So why is it important that we know the names of God? Because the name has an important meaning in the Bible. It carries an origin and a purpose for someone's life. Like when Jesus named Simon, he named him Peter. There was an assignment. Whenever God names someone or renames them, it's an important assignment for their lives. Abram to Abraham, Sarai to Sarah. He proclaims something important about their identity or about his plan for that person's life. Therefore, it is important to understand God's name when we read his word. And when we understand the name, we understand the character of God within that section of what you're reading. Your parents gave you a name. And in many cultures, a name is very important. It has a meaning. So God has different names in the Bible. He's still God, but he has a different name. When we as women can understand this, because when we get married, we have a name, our maiden name, but then our name is changed. So there is a change in our life of the purpose that our lives are living. Okay. Let's look at Isaiah 12. And in that it says, in that day you will say, O Lord, I will praise you, though you were angry with me. Your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. So in Isaiah 2:11, it says, the lofty looks of man shall be humbled. The haughty of man shall be bowed down. Proverbs 16:5, everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. You hear that? Everyone proud in heart. So this is talking about pride. Though they join forces, none will go unpunished. So today, don't we see a lot of people joining forces in pride? And no matter how many they are, God's going to deal with them. That's what the Word of God says. So how is it that we start getting attacked by the enemy? We talked a little bit about that last week, but this week we're going to talk about that once again. It's our disobedience. It's not your obedience, not all the things you do for God that gets you into trouble. It's your disobedience on what God says not to do. It's breaking your agreement with him. And so when we do that, pride is also like, is that, that disobedience. It opens you up to being attacked by the enemy, to being used by the enemy. So let's see. So your problems will come with the disobedience. The disobedience leaves the door open for the enemy to come in. We must maintain a confessive relationship with God through Jesus. So examining our hearts is something that many people don't like to do. And it's something that we need to do often, because if left unchecked, it could create havoc. It's something that goes on in our heart. God says to guard your heart, because a lot of things come out of it. So just like our physical hearts, when they're not taken care of, can give you a heart attack and can kill you. Well, pride can also kill you and move you away from God. You may say, but I have confessed pride. I've done that before. It's not a one-time thing. It's a constant thing. You may have confessed that before, but pride has many other evil spirits that work together. Pride hides. Pride knows where to hide. Have you ever seen a doctor when a person has heart problems? They have to check different things to see where the problem is that's causing the problem in the heart. And then they can put a stent in to allow the blood to flow and life to go in. Well, when we have pride, we are doing that. We're suffocating the life of God out of us. Pride may come in fault-finding or harshness when speaking about others, with contempt, irritation, frustration, or judgment, belittling others. I was talking to a supervisor, and she was frustrated with another supervisor. She was refusing to listen and listen to any kind of wisdom. So finally I said, I didn't say anything, but then finally I thought of this, and I said, what would Jesus do? Because I thought about a bracelet that my granddaughter had made, and she put those words, WWJD. And I thought immediately, I said, what would Jesus do? She says, oh, no, Miss, you don't understand. And she preferred not to listen to what God was saying. She preferred to make that other person, that other supervisor, look bad. Yet the other supervisor also wanted to make her look bad. So we weren't getting anywhere. Nobody was getting anything done. Everybody was being stubborn, and that's pride. So pride also lurks in superficiality. The superficiality concerns itself with what others think about them. Do you have concerns on how other people think about you, but don't care about the ones that no one sees, the people that nobody cares about? That's also pride. And, you know, you should be concerned with, representing God both to the ones that you're concerned about and those that no one sees. You never know whose heart you're going to touch. Are you defensive? The Christian that is humble doesn't turn carnal when others turn against him or her. They become more silent and still, being more in prayer, giving it up in prayer, not in the flesh. Are you presumptuous before God? Some Christians are, and they think that they're okay, and they don't realize that there's pride. Some Christians come very boldly before God in prayer, and you hear them, and they sound like they're the greatest thing. Sometimes they forget that God is God, and they're not. They can't make God do anything. God can say no. Okay, so we can't presume that, you know, we can't be presumptuous before God. That's pride. Others go to the other spectrum of this feeling unworthy. And I'm not talking about feeling unworthy when you're tired and you're spent and you just, like, physically, you can't give anymore. You've worked hard, your mind, your emotions, you've dealt with so much during the week and you feel unworthy of anything. I'm not talking about those days. That's just your physical person being spent. I'm talking about someone that's constantly feeling that way. This is pride. You know, when you don't want to receive what God is saying about you, there has to be a balance, okay? We come before him knowing that he's God, that the power of his blood, and understand that we don't have the power, but by his grace, we do exploits in his name. Are you desperate for attention? Think about that one for a minute. That's pride, being desperate for attention. Pride is hungry for attention. Pride is hungry for respect. Pride is hungry for worship of all kinds and all forms from others. That's pride. Think about that one, because that one doesn't seem like, what, desperate for attention? Yeah. Let me give you an example. When we boast about ourselves, a friend of mine was telling me, there was a meeting, and in this meeting, this one person, other people noticed this one person boasting about themselves. They counted at least 20 times that this person was talking about how wonderful they were and how much the president, you know, needed them. So that's pride. That's pride. How that person thought about themselves made everybody sick to their stomach. Another example. When you can tell people no, you can't tell people no because you need them to need you. Okay? Or the opposite. There's this one lady that, well, let me put the first example. This one lady, she keeps telling the supervisor yes to everything. But then when the supervisor didn't do what she wanted, then she said, oh, okay, when you need me, I won't be there. That's fine. Then there was another one that said, they made a mistake on the schedules. I guess I won't be in when they realized that they didn't have the schedules right. And that's pride, because she felt like they needed her. And they needed to have everything right. Maybe you're desperate, hungry to be adored. Maybe you're desperate to get married, or you fascinate about a better marriage. And only in your mind are you desperate for this marriage, that it's only in your imagination. That's pride. That's pride. Are you desperate for that new car, that right house, that new job? That right job? Why? Because it's going to make you look better. That's pride. Are you desperate seeking glory that comes from man and not from God? Think about that one. Think about why you do things. We have to examine our hearts. Are we doing things because of money, for other people to look at us, to make us feel better, I'm sorry, but I've taken low-paying jobs. But you know what? I've found that low-paying jobs and high-paying jobs, you find the proud everywhere. You find them everywhere. Okay, so these things are pride. Do you neglect others? Do you prefer some people over others? That's pride. We see that all the time. We see where this pastor went into a church, and he dressed up as a homeless man, and then the people saw how bad they had treated him and how really their hearts were prideful. Okay, it sounds stupid, but I even faced that because I'm from another place, another city, another culture, another state. I've been treated that way. People have liked other people, and then when they really get to know me, they realize, oh, she's not what we thought. So, you know, I understand this. These things are pride when we neglect dishonor. Do you feel happy when someone important acknowledges you? We consciously and unconsciously pass over those we think as weak, as we think that are inconveniencing us, that are different from us, that are unattractive, because we formulate ideas about others. That's pride. Because they don't seem to offer us much. So that's pride. When you can't have a person as your friend because you don't think that that person can give you much. Maybe more of us struggle with pride than we thought, huh? The good news is that when we self-examine and confess, this is the beginning of wisdom. It begins to bring pride down in our lives. It's hard. It's not easy, but it hides. Pride hides, and God is not pleased with pride, as we read. So it's by God's grace that we can turn, stand, and identify pride in our hearts. In every hiding place, it tries to hide in. It's by grace. Grace is unmerited favor. Grace moves us to acknowledge pride that moves us away from God, but closer to the righteousness of God, of Christ. Psalms 139, verse 23-24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." We can't do it on our own. It's by grace, people. It's by grace. And when without grace, you can't understand what God is giving to you, what God gives you that you don't deserve. You can't even begin to face pride if you don't understand grace. You can't face your pride if you don't understand that grace. God gives you that undeserved favor, regardless of what you've done or what you've thought. Maybe that's why so many don't even dare look inside their hearts, because they don't understand grace. Once you truly understand it, you will be able to give it to others. Then you'll be able to forgive. Then you'll be able to do all these other things and give freely, because freely you have given, and then freely you will be able to give. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed. Adonai. So let's lift the name of the Lord tonight with testimonies, praise reports. I'm sure God has done something in your life this week. I'm sure God has done. If you're here on the line, He's done something for you tonight. So let's see. I think I've covered much of what I had been studying. So let's not stay in pride, because Adonai does not like that. Our Lord does not like that. He says, "Oh Lord, I will praise you. Though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me." So He comforts those that turn to Him and realize that they need Him. And we need Him. We need Him each and every day. So tonight, if you want to be ministered to, please remember to dial number one on your keypad on your phone, and that'll allow you to be on the line, and it'll show me a little hand raised up. It'll say, you are now in the queue. All right. I see many without the hands up, but I'll begin with my first caller. Give me one moment here. And I'm so sorry about that technical issue I had earlier. Okay. One moment here. Okay. The first caller is 225-270-4130. Your name and where you're from.
My name is Jacqueline Coba, and I'm calling from Louisiana.
Say your name again. I'm sorry.
Jacqueline.
Oh, Jacqueline.
J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E.
Okay. All right. I'll put you on mute, and then I'll come back to you. Thank you, Lord, for Ms. Jacqueline. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Though others have looked upon you, and the reasons why they've looked upon you, Ms. Jacqueline, is because of jealousy. I sense a jealousy, and they don't understand you, but they are jealous of you. But the Lord says, you know, that you maintain your humbleness before them, and they'll soon enough see who you really are, that they're making a mistake about you. But as they see who you are and the Christ, the life of Christ within you, they're going to see the different Jacqueline that they almost missed, they misjudged. And we thank you, Lord, for what the life of Jesus that is shining through Miss Jacqueline, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, because she's going to touch hearts and the minds of others, Father God. And I thank you, Lord. I pray that you turn that around for her, Father God, that people will see that they have misjudged her, Father God, because of their jealousy. And we just ask you, Father God, that jealousy, Lord, we bind that jealousy from operating against her in any way, form, or fashion. And, Lord, we just pray that you protect her and keep her in Jesus' name. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Hello, Ms. Jacqueline.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Do you have a praise report? A testimony? Something to say about to exalt our Lord tonight?
No.
All right. Do you need prayer?
Yeah. I need prayer for my knee. My left knee is bothering me.
Your knee?
Yeah.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray, Father God, for Ms. Jacqueline's knee, Lord, allow me one moment. For the cartilage there, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you build that cartilage up, Father God, and in any other part of her body, Father God, that you heal the cartilage in her body in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, as you give her wisdom to know what to do and how I just hear the word brace. And I just saw a knee in a brace, like one of those braces that'll bring comfort while the rest is coming. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Are you there, Miss Jacqueline? Brace.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. We thank you, Lord, for that. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the healing in Miss Jacqueline's knee.
Thank you.
I don't know, but I saw, you know, as I was praying, one of those braces, you know, with a hole in the middle where you just slip on like a sock over the knee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. That sometimes also helps. That helps to alleviate the pain. That's a good thing for your knee. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Drinking a lot of water, because sometimes a lot of times as we get older, we forget to drink water. And the water also helps cushion our joints. Many times we go without drinking water and we don't know why. And then it causes problems. It causes damage when we don't drink enough water. And such a simple thing as water And it's just like our spiritual life. Our spiritual life, if we don't seek God's word, the spiritual water of the word, you know, we're not going to be refreshed. We're not going to receive. We're going to be thirsty. And what happens, have you ever seen your plants when you don't drink, when they don't drink water? They dry up. And there might be a point of no return, right? And so when we put water in it, sometimes, you know, there's still life in it, and it may come back. So then this is for everybody. Drink water, purified water. It's good for you, okay? And not only the purified water, but the water of the word, okay? If you are in one of those days, just listen to it. Listen to the word. You put it on. You can get it on CD also and play it. You know, as you're doing, and you think you're not hearing it, but it does stick with you. It does stick with you. And while you're taking a little nap, just listen to the word, and that'll be the best nap. So, I played in the car. And sometimes, you know, I'll be talking to somebody, and then I go, wait a minute, that's what I was listening to earlier that came out of my mouth. And it does. You're putting the word in, and you're not realizing. You know, because you've heard it before, but you need to refresh. You need to, just because you drank water yesterday doesn't mean you need to. You don't need water today to refresh, right? You do.
Right.
You do need it. You do need it.
Right.
Every day you need to refresh anew to push out all the toxins, right? And it may be the same old water, but it's the water that's going to keep you alive. And so walking, if you don't walk in good walking shoes, we talked about this in past weeks. I'm going to give you spiritual knowledge, and I'm going to give you physical knowledge whenever I give you advice. So having a good shoes, change your shoes out, right?
Yeah,
right. Read the word, but do different things, you know? And that also helps. You need walk, do some walking. And sometimes we carry a little bit too much weight, and it's harder on our knees. But as we lose some weight,
I got too much weight for one.
There you go.
I have a little too much weight.
But walk. You know, I used to live in Italy, and you know what the people did? You didn't see them doing these big deal exercises. You know what the elderly did? They rode bikes, and they just walked. They walked everywhere. And they wore comfortable shoes, and they walked. And they look elegant while walking. So you could be elegant while walking, too. It hurts it in the beginning. It does hurt. But then over time, your body gets used to it, and it starts losing those extra pounds. And the water actually helps. The water helps to bring things in order in your body because it pushes out the toxins. It helps you to feel hydrated. It does a lot of things for you. So drinking water, not all at one time, but little by little throughout the day, maybe squeeze a lemon, add some fruit to it, and that helps you to – you know, drink it down. So, yeah, maybe losing a little weight, but get your body moving. It hurts at first, but then you're going to be craving it. You're going to be craving the exercise, and it's going to give you energy, and it's going to pump. It's going to be like a cup of coffee, a good energy that's going to come through your body, and you're going to want it more and more. And the more you're going to lose weight, the more you're going to like it, the more better you're going to feel. At first, it feels rough. But then later on, it's going to feel better and better and better. You'll see what I'm saying. Your face is going to look wonderful. You're going to glow. Your eyes, under your eyes, it will look good. They won't be so sunken in because when you lack water, they sink in. Your skin gets all wrinkly. But with water, you get all nice and all beautiful. So that's what we have to do physically and spiritually. Get the water of the word so we can look beautiful. We can look like Jesus. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right. So are we starting this week?
Yeah, I'm going to drink some water.
Okay.
I'm going to get some in a little bit.
I'm going to call you. Call me and tell me what you felt. Write it down. Get a journal and write down how you feel each day.
I know
it's rough. And then you'll be a testimony for the glory of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
All right. Anything else,
right.
Ms. Jacqueline?
That's it. Thank you so much.
Well, God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
God bless you too.
And we
Bye-bye.
Pray that you do well. All right.
Amen.
Amen. All right. I have 504-376. All right. Give me a minute. Your name and where you're from. 504-376, your name and where you're from. Oh, Lord, I'll come back to them later. All right. Let me put a note here. All right, 251-229. All right. Your name and where you're from.
Hi, it's Sarah from Alabama.
Hello, Sarah, my sister. All right, give me a minute. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Sarah from Alabama. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I just saw a bouquet of flowers being handed to you. I don't know if that's in a word somebody's giving you, something beautiful words to you, but it was a bouquet. I can't tell if it's a romantic or if it's just a friendship bouquet. But whatever it is, I think it has something to do with words. They're telling you beautiful things. And that's coming from the Lord. And I know that's coming from the Lord. I'm going to give you an example. This past week, I was saying something about how a certain family member used to call me really, will call me ugly, right, since I was little. And, you know, that wears on a woman. Do you know that the next day the Lord sent somebody to come before me and say, hello, beautiful? I was like so shocked. No. I was so shocked. And I thought that the person that I was talking to had set me up. But the person said, no, I didn't say anything. Why would I do that? So I hear the Lord saying that he's sending someone to, or either they already did give you, maybe it's not a physical bouquet, but a bouquet of beautiful words to you in Jesus' name. And it's coming from the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that. Amen. Are you there, Sarah?
I'm here.
Yes. Well, has someone told you something good this week?
Oh, yes, they have. It's a man of God, and we're pretty much, you know, friends. And yeah.
Okay. Oh, whoa. All right. That's coming from the Lord. You just said it,
and it was
man of God.
And it was words coming from the Lord. It was to edify and to rebuild and all that good stuff, and I said, I received it.
I'm sorry, I got to laugh.
This,
oh, God, it's so funny. Oh, God, it's so funny.
And that was just about an hour ago.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you,
that
Jesus.
Was an hour.
That's God. That's God, Sarah.
Yes, that's God.
That is
I receive
God.
It. That is
yeah.
God all the way.
Wow. Oh, God, you're so funny, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So, do you have any testimonies for tonight besides that one?
Yes, I do have a testimony. I remember the last time we prayed about my new job. And, well, it's, I guess you'd not say it was fairly new at the time, and to retain memory as far as, you know, learning it and all that kind of stuff. He's been doing it. So, I mean, because I was like, oh, my goodness, okay, I got my notes, where are my notes, that kind of things. But I've been doing it without my notes, so to speak. I'll just carry my notes just in case. But I've kind of been going with the flow, like, okay, this is what you do, this is what you, and it was just, it's just God, you know. I'm thankful for it being just God and your prayers that that you do every Friday to help others along. I tell you, it's God. It's God.
I tell you, it's just God. I'm just a vessel. I'm just willing because I know how, you know, a blessed I get when others pray for me. I want to be that blessing. It's a, you know that it's not you. You know it's God. So he receives all the glory. He is Lord. He's God. He's the one that's doing it, and he receives it all. I give it all to him, and I thank him for that. That's so funny, Lord. I'm still tickled with that one. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Do you need prayer for anything else, sister?
Just prayer for strength as far as for my daughter, you know. She is, at one point she says, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, you know, as far as her major. But I'm just praying for strength for her, that she'll be able to press on in the Lord as well as her studies. This is something she wants to do. She's got a mind to onset on it as far as nursing, but not to stress out too much on it. But just her strength. You know.
Yes. Yes. And Lord, just lift up Sarah's daughter, Father God, tonight. Father God, Lord, you know how hard it is sometimes for certain things. When it's really worth it, sometimes it comes really strong. But I pray, Father God, that you strengthen her physically and emotionally, Lord, that you give her the strength in her body and in her mind, Father God, in her spirit, Father God. To press on, Father God, to not give up. Give her that spirit of an overcomer, Father God, that she is, because you are in her, and she is an overcomer. She is the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. She's more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord, that she senses that she senses your presence, Father God, that she gets refreshed as she sleeps at night. And that she spends time with you, Lord, and that she would spend, that you are with her. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life, that she will be able to cherish these things that you're giving her, knowing that they cost you a price and that it's costing her a price also, but that you paid the price for it. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in this young woman's life, that she's going to turn back and realize it was all worth it because God was with her all the way. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And I like the way you every time we pray, you resort everything back to the Lord in memory, like, Lord, without you, nothing is possible. You know, you paid it all. That we may have it all, but you pray it. You paid it all. It was paid in full. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. He did. He paid a big price with his life, and that's no joke. Nobody could do what he did. Nobody could do that. Nobody can do that. It had to be God to do that.
Yes,
man could do what he did. He couldn't. He's the only one that could do that. Wow. It's awesome. God is awesome. And that's why I do what I do every week, and I come every week, because I know our God is a good God. He wants to give us good things. And I know that there's always someone that's going to be on the line that needs it. And I want to be that vessel to be there, not because of anything of me, but because I know he needs a vessel to do it. He needs a vessel to do it. And so let me remind the callers tonight that if you want ministry tonight, you need to dial 1 because many are not on the line. You are on the line, but you're not with your hands up. All right. All right, Sarah, is there anything else?
Well, let me tell you, I ordered some booklets that has, it has pictures in it as well, but it tells about the Lord. It's like little booklets, uh-huh. and you can give them out to people, like leaflets or something. But and you can give them out to people, like if you're at the doctor, Walmart, et cetera. And I was going to do it. I ordered some, about 50 of them, to start out.
Uh-huh.
And so to be a witness to the Lord while I'm out, I can see if, you know, I can pass them out to people and say, Jesus loves you. And,
that's
you
right.
know, and yeah, and when I'm at Walmart, the doctor, or work, or wherever, you know. And I think that would be
you know
good
what?
To get that message out there.
That is a good idea, because you know what? Usually before, you would see a lot of that. And now it's like because of COVID, people have stopped putting things, you know, out because because of COVID, or even before that, you would not see that anymore. Before, you would even see little Bibles, little things, little tracts, you know, in the doctor's office or anywhere you would go. But people have stopped doing that. And so I commend you on doing that. And anybody that can do that or has little tracts, hey, spread them out. Spread them out. Do it now. You know, when you're in the gas station, you know what I used to do? I used to have $1,000, I can't remember, $1 million bill, you know, but it has the message in it. And in the gas station, I would tuck it in somewhere so people would think it was a dollar bill and grab it and then read it. So, I mean, I'm so sorry. Oh, look, there's a dollar. Oh. It's not a dollar. It's a message. It's a message track. So they have those out there that are eye catchers, too. So I commend you on doing that. Keep doing that, because a lot of people have stopped doing that, and we need that back again. People need to hear about the Lord. Amen. All right, Sally,
even
is there anything else you like prayer for? Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to give this idea. Even if you're at a restaurant or something, you know, you can leave it there. You can leave it there, and the person, the waiter or whoever, waitress, you know, can get it. So it's like they used to be out there, but, you know, I want to get it out there again. So I just want to thank you for praying for me and thank the Lord for you.
That's a great idea. When you give a tip to a waiter or something or a waitress, leave a track along with it. That's nice. That is nice. All right. Thank you, Sarah. You're such a blessing.
Thank you.
All right. God, have a blessed week. Bye-bye. Wow, that's a good idea. That's an excellent idea. I think we all should look into that. All right. Next caller is 720-620. Your name and where you're from?
Veronica in Whitetown, Colorado.
Miss Veronica from Colorado. Okay, give me a moment. Thank you, Lord, for Veronica, Father God. Thank you, Lord, Father God, for Veronica. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. Thank you, Lord. I sense that the Lord, that you speak. But the Lord is going to give you, is giving you, or it has given you a boldness to open your mouth, a boldness to open your mouth to speak. I know that you seem like it's not normal for you, but either you're already operating in it or you're going to operate in it, in a boldness to speak about the things of the Lord. A sense of boldness to speak about the Lord. And God's going to use you as you allow him to use you. Amen. And so, Lord, I just pray that you continue touching her and using her to speak boldly. And anything that has discouraged her in the past from speaking or even helping other people, Father God, that we cancel that in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you increase it more. That you would give her the boldness of a lioness in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, Father God. Amen and amen. Ms. Veronica, are you there?
And my husband might want you to pray for him, too.
Go ahead, Carmen.
Okay.
Pray,
your name?
Michael.
Okay. All right. Give me a minute. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Michael, Father God. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Michael. What you're doing in Michael and Veronica, Father God. That's why the boldness is needed for Miss Veronica, Father God, because you're using both of them, Father God, for your glory. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Just use this couple, Father God. Use both of them, Father God. And Lord, I pray that you touch his job, whatever he's doing, Father God, that you give him favor, Father God, that you increase the favor in his job, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for the ministry that these two have, Father God. I pray that that you give it to them clearly, that they will know what they need to do, and that as they're obedient to walk in the steps and the purpose that you have, Lord, that you give them even more in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, Father God. I just sense you guys are going to be using some ministry are already being used. You have the heart for it, I sense. You have the heart for it. And I sense Michael has the heart for it. He's a shaker. I thank you, Lord, for that man of God. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Lord, in his life, in their life, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Do more in their lives, Father. In Jesus' name, and protect their family, Father God. Protect them and give them the wisdom to know what to do, Father God, in the plans that you have for them, that they would hear clearly, Father God, and that the enemy will have nothing on them in Jesus' name. Protect them, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Michael's life, in Jesus' name. Thank you for that boldness in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Are you there, Veronica?
Thank you.
Yeah. Are you guys in ministry?
No.
We have done.
Yeah, I used to bring Randy up to conferences, so yeah, we do ministry.
Oh, okay.
Randy comes to my conferences.
Oh, okay. I think I've heard your voice before. Oh, no wonder I sense that. Oh, wow. Yes, Father God, thank you, Lord, for this couple. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, wow, Lord. Well, God bless you, and God open doors, even more doors, in the name of Jesus. But now I understand why God is giving Veronica more boldness. He's bringing her up to a level that she hasn't been before, and because he needs it.
I mean, we've had some issues up in. We're establishing it. God is doing something new in the area, so it's not like before when we had churches where we had conferences. It's kind of a transition. A lot of intercession right now, but we're sticking to the plan that God gave us about two years ago, and it's just there's been a lot of work. It's a lot of stuff coming against us, but we're establishing ourselves. And my faith is that God will have His purpose done this year. It's a year of treasure, so we're hoping on that right now.
Yeah, that's what I was sensing, that the Lord was showing me about protection over you guys. He's protecting you. He is.
Yeah, we have some,
that's what he told me.
We get involved with some things that are a little unorthodox. Like we have some land right now, so we're mind praying over that. And we literally had it's a fight for it. I mean, like a literal fight. We've had people try to honestly, literally try to kill us. And it's kind of hindered the ministry a little bit. But they definitely practice different arts, and they definitely know we're Christians. And, this one's a little over my head, but, inch by inch, we're taking it back, and we will establish our ministry on that land once we get it back. So if you would pray over our land, we'd really appreciate it.
Well, you know what? That's why I sense, that protection that and that God will give you clarity, because that's what I sense. And I understand what you guys are going through, because I lived in California in a city where there was a lot of witchcraft.
These people are open, real open about it.
Yeah, in this place, they were really open about it. I mean, they didn't care. They would just, even with their hands, they would start cursing you and everything. But you know what? We had to walk in wisdom to know where we had to go. We couldn't miss it because they were so adamant of attack. And I received attacks. I remember, you know, being a young Christian that our pastor had sent us out on the streets to do a prayer walk. And I and another young man, we started praying, and we started praying in front of a psychic house. It was a big house that did psychic readings. And that was on a Sunday, Saturday. On the Sunday, the next day, I'm praying, and I'm getting ready a lesson for the children. And all of a sudden, I get knocked down. I got knocked down black. I went black. And then finally I got up, and when I looked up, I saw the whole room was in a fog. So immediately I called my pastor, and my pastor says, oh, my wife was about to call you. And she says, you were under attack, and I was praying for you because they wanted to kill you. And I was like, what? And it was all because we had prayed against that psychic prayer. But we were obeying what our pastor was telling us. So you have to hear clearly from the Lord. You don't walk in fear, but you have to hear. You can't do things in your own flesh, you know, just because you want to. You have to hear from the Lord, because there might be certain things that God didn't send you to do that you can open yourself up through ignorance. And so I prayed against that. Go ahead.
No. Prayer walking is actually was really where I started off. I was actually under a guy named Henry Groover up in Columbus, Ohio, is where my ministry really started. And I get prayer walking very, very well. We're up in Denver, Colorado, and this level of witchcraft is higher than anything I've ever dealt with. You know, God is dealing with it, but it's they do have power, and they do. I've seen God do a lot of things. There's like five or six of them. I still have about five or six left, but I mean, they hit us. And the problem is like, you have to be real careful. And then other people on my team get hit really, really hard, and it's hard, man. Because it's like, if they can't get you, then they start going after your loved ones and everyone else. And it's, you know, and it,
yeah.
It,
so,
and,
but you don't really fear. You don't fear. Yeah, you don't fear, but you don't do things in your own flesh either. You have to know that God is telling you to do something. And so we were in a church. There was a lot of things. They had attacked the pastor before, and he left because he left himself open to disobedience with adultery. And then that, a lot of people left. And then our pastor took us across the street to show us what they did, because they did sacrifices. And while we were walking close to them, my ears were burning, my face was burning, and I said, Pastor, I don't think we're supposed to be here. Oh, but I wanted to show you. The next day, our pastor apologized. He says, God told me that I did wrong in taking you across the street and showing you that we weren't supposed to be there. And I said, oh, that's okay. That's all right. And go ahead.
Carmen, as you said sacrifice, a big jolt of electricity, the Holy Spirit just shot all the way through me. But this is pretty high level. I mean, I don't like making accusations without having proof, right? But I'm definitely coming against one of the hardest core things up in the Springs area. And God has made it very clear, even to Randy, that land's not for sale. It's not for profit. They are going to leave it one way or another, and I will establish a building on there, and I will declare and make an altar for the Lord there. I mean, that's going to happen one way or another. If they could kill me, they would have done it. They haven't been able to yet, and they're not going to.
But the Lord said that he's protecting you. But remember what I said at the beginning of the show, and if you didn't hear it, the name Adonai, he's Lord. And he gets angry when we do what we want to do in pride. Right?
Amen.
And
I hear you on that.
Sometimes pride hides, you know, in different ways in our lives. And we have to be careful. We have to always be searching our hearts to make sure that we're not leaving the door open in disobedience to the Lord, because we don't, you know, we have some things in our heart that we want through because of pride. And so if
I hear you, and I know, like, sometimes I come hard, but this is a year of them trying to kill me and everything. Like, I know it. I hear it right. I hope Randy hears it right. I hope the other prophets I work with hear it right. But I know what God asked me to do there. And I'm at the point where I'm like, look, man, you guys have tried to kill me. You guys have tried to take us out, tried to steal land, you know, to the point where we have U.S. Marshals involved. I don't know what to say. I'm not going to be moved. Like, your witchcraft is not going to work.
Exactly.
It's going to come down. If people want to call that pride, they can call it whatever they want to call it. But it's definitely not pride
I'm
on
not
my
saying,
part. I mean, I've lost
saying,
so much over this.
I understand. But because the enemy's so sneaky, sometimes, you know, he'll throw things at us and we don't realize that there's some things in our heart. But when you deal with it in the secret place and you spend time with the Lord, examining yourself, that way when you go out, the enemy has nothing on you. You understand? And so I understand you because I've been attacked myself to the point where they wanted to kill me.
I mean,
and
I get you. Like, and every time you try to put stuff on me, it ends up going back on them. And like I said, there's six people out, like, in jail for, like, two of them. One of them chased us all the way from the Springs into Denver, right? He got arrested as a second-time felon with guns. I mean, they arrested him right behind us.
Man.
I mean, like, it's not a, like these people, like, don't play. And I'm not playing. I don't think God plays either, you know, but...
Yeah, no, God is greater. And that's why I thought the word of Adonai, he's Lord. He's the Lord of lords. He's over everyone. He is to be exalted. We exalt him. Amen. And the more you exalt him, the weaker the enemy gets. Exalt the Lord at all times. Play, you know, worship him all the time. You know, because the enemy has nothing on God. God is powerful. He's all powerful. So that's why I brought this message tonight. And so we have to be careful because, you know, little ignorant things that we don't think is pride may be pride. Okay? And I'm not telling you that because you're not walking around. I'm telling you this so that you listen and you walk right and you get the victory all the time. Okay, for the Lord.
I'm fine.
This is for the Lord. This is not for us. It's for the Lord.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Amen.
So, yeah. But God is doing something in Veronica, too. And maybe that boldness is coming out, maybe because of all the things you've already seen that maybe has made her shriek back a little. But God is making her bolder.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you do me a favor, Carmen? I love your anointing. Could you please pray over to land real quick? Just see where God takes you. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to come at you like that, but could you please do that for us?
No, it's okay. Lord, we just the land that you want to build on.
It's the land we've had for 3 years. It ended up with one squatter coming on, and now we have about 20 of them on there, right? And they came in with their witchcraft, everything else. They tried to play the ball left and right to where it got to U.S. Marshals. It got into the city level. I mean, it's a huge thing up in Colorado Springs right now. And, like, I mean, to the point where these people will not move. I mean, they're willing to go down to the end. And, you know, we supernaturally got it. It's right in the middle of the city. It is a spectacle for everybody. If you live anywhere around it, you would know about it.
All right. That's great. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for that land that you have given Michael and Veronica, Father God. And Lord, these people that have trespassed, Father God, we just pray, Father God, that the enemy that has trespassed, that what the works that they're trying to bring, Father God, that evil that they're trying to bring comes on their own head, Father God, and that there's confusion in their camp, Father God, in their own camp. Such confusion that they leave before anyone even pulls them out, Father God, and that they will not be there, Lord. We pray that you send your angels to remove them from that land in Jesus' name. And we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to put a hedge of protection, a wall of fire over that land, Father God, and that the Holy Ghost conviction come on upon these people in Jesus' name, right now, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we ask you to protect that, what you've given them, given Michael and Veronica right now. We pray that you protect it in Jesus' name.
We thank you, Father God, for that protection over their land, over their family, over their marriage, over their children, anything and everything that concerns them, their finances, their possessions, in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, in Jesus' name.
Oh, yeah.
We thank you. And Lord, we curse any attacks right now. Any curses over their lives, over their health, Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus. And over PGN, over everyone, over PGN, over their family, Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them in judgment shall be proven to be in the wrong, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for what you give without sorrow. In Jesus' name, you give them, you bless them, you bless them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, and I'll let my old pastors, the ones that used to live in that city that I used to go to, right now they're in Europe. They're living in Italy, and I'll let them know about you guys so that they can pray for you by name. Yeah, because they understand what you're going through.
I've never seen witchcraft like this. I dealt. I mean, we're a deliverance ministry, and to have it at this level, I mean, it's just. It's a literal coven out in the open. And they're like, yeah, we practice black magic. Yeah, real bold.
That's
why God is making
Veronica bold. That's because they're bold, and God is making them bolder.
Amen.
That's why I was saying that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And I can literally feel what you just prayed, right?
Hallelujah.
And the anointing is shooting down through my thigh right now. It's going down through my leg.
Thank you, Lord.
And I can feel it breaking off my head. And every time I think that I have everything covered, and I'm praying and God's breaking, it's like there's a whole new level. And it's like, it's that cup of iniquity that I just have to wait on the Lord, try not to go before him and let God deal with it. But it's like, we know that God wants that land. And, believe me, we would have sold it if not. We were going to, and God stopped us from selling it. And actually, last prophecy that Randy gave us was, "You're not selling the land, so it's okay. We're fighting for it, and it's really hard. Believe me, I don't want to be in this fight. I don't have a choice, but it really is a regional thing, and it's like I said. I mean, this is such a spectacle. It's in the valley. You got all the big.
But you know why it's a spectacle? It's for everybody to see, and everybody can be the winner, and it's God.
Oh.
It has to happen this way. God is exposing it for everybody to see.
Hallelujah.
You know, you mess with God,
it's
look
at
what
the
happens.
Level of every government official is like looking at this, and we're like right in the center because of the homeless population. These are not homeless people. These are criminals. These are Santeria, Santa Mata, black magic, open witches and warlocks, modern day, knowing what they're doing sacrifices. I mean, I've already... The next thing they're probably going to do is bring in cadaver dogs. I'm sure there's dead bodies on the land. I've already made that clear to them. I was supposed to be one of them. They can't get me yet. But, this is as real as you get.
Yes, I know. I've been there, and it's not fun. But, when you get the breakthrough, that's fun. And that's where you're going to be.
The Lord gave me a word, and he says, the sound of your voice, and... I wanted to do that. I want to tell them, get out of this land. And I just go by the word of the Lord. He says, at the sound of your voice, the foreigners, the enemies will submit, will bow down.
Yep.
And I believe it with all my heart. I just need the boldness and the time and the season to do that, because I believe with all my heart that I can knock them down, because the Lord has said it. And then he said, just get boldness and be free to do it. Don't allow anybody to stop you or refrain you from it, because I know that God gave me a weapon to knock down the powerful. He gave me a weapon to
there
knock down
go.
The powerful. And I know I can do it. I done it before, so I know that God is preparing me to do that.
So this word has been given to you before, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
it's been about 3
confirmation.
Weeks.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, Carmen,
so there you go.
For my arm.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
Thank you for that, man. I honestly feel that anointing shooting through my arms, on my legs. So whatever you just broke, something broke. Pretty powerful.
Yes. You know what? I was feeling like tension in between my head, my forehead, and as I was praying against that, it came off. So there's something that broke off of you, you, Michael.
Yeah.
It was on you. It was on you. Yes.
Man.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I
thank
it.
You, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, that feels good. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We'll send the 200 in the mail. Thank you for the counseling.
Thank you very much. God bless you, Richly.
God bless you.
Thank you
bless
so
you.
Much.
Oh, all my right. God.
God bless.
All right. Bye. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's awesome. All right. I have, give me one moment here to look and see. All right. I have 252725, your name and where you're from.
My name is Vicki, and I am from Newport, North Carolina.
North Carolina. Oh, are you originally from there?
No, I was originally born in Groton, Connecticut.
Okay. All right. Let me put you on mute, and then I'll pray for you. Hold on. Thank you, Lord, for Vicki from North Carolina, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for the Vicki, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for that victory that you're giving her, Lord. For those prayers that she's been praying, Father God, that the victory is coming. I see it coming in the name of Jesus. Don't dismay. It's coming, or it's already you may be already seeing the manifestations of it. I thank you, Father God, for the victory that you're giving her, Father God, for the many prayers that she's been praying, and because she hasn't given up, Father God. I thank you, Lord. Yes, it's coming. It's coming. It's trickling in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for that persistence in prayer, Father God, for the prayer of the righteous will avail if much in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. Lord, I pray that you increase her more and that you give her more as she prays more in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name, for the more in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. Thank you, Lord, for the words that she speaks in prayer. You do hear. You do hear. Thank you for the victory. Amen. Thank you. Hello, Miss Vicki.
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Yes. Yes. What are you praying about that there's victory?
Well, several things. One, I've been diagnosed with retinopathy from being a brittle diabetic. And so I have bleeding in my eyes. And every time I let a doctor go anywhere near me, my eyes get worse and worse and worse. And even medications affect my vision. And I'm real sensitive to medications. And so I was having really bad issues, and I went to a doctor, and the first needle he injected into my eye, the next day I woke up with scar tissue. Well, then I had one good eye and one bad eye, and then I was run over last September, and not by the tires, but by the car, and I hit my head. And I'm not supposed to hit my head, especially with retinopathy. And so both my eyes. So I've been praying and believing for a healing, and it kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Well, it is getting better, 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 better day by day, every day. Yes, it is so awesome. It is so awesome. I get so excited every time I wake up and I can see out of my right eye at all. I mean, it's just incredible. Yeah, I'm telling you. And then that's one thing. And then the other thing is I have a little niece, and she is very near and dear to my heart. And her mom happens to be she calls herself a Satanist and a practicing witch. And it's just horrible. And she is on a lot of medication, and it makes her act demonic. And so my little niece is in the middle of that. And a couple of years ago, she prayed and she said, "Please let me live here. Please let me live here.
I'm
begging you, Jesus." And I keep praying, "God, hear the prayer, hear the cry of the child, hear the cry of the child." And it's coming to, it's going to happen. She's going to be, I'm so excited. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm so excited. I just really am. I'm going, "Oh man." And then things are starting to snap, crackle, and pop, and I'm going, "Oh my gosh, it's so exciting." So that's what I've been praying for.
That's the victory I was sensing. Wow.
Yes.
No
wonder. And you know what's so funny is all of a sudden I just said, "Huh," because it's late. I wasn't expecting anybody to be on. And I was like, "Wait a minute." And all of a sudden, it's like the Lord spoke to my heart and said, "Call." And I guess I needed
I'm
to call.
I'm on every Saturday.
Every Saturday. And what is your name? Because I don't know that I've ever called on a Saturday before.
Carmen.
Yeah. Carmen. Okay. Well, it's nice to meet you, so to speak. And
nice
I'll make sure that I call. Yeah. Oh, wow. So every Saturday.
Well, there's no wonder the Lord had me give me the name Adonai. And when I started talking about it, in the Bible, Yahweh is more often used in God's dealing with his people, while Adonai is used more when he deals with the Gentiles. So he's dealing with those that are not his, and he's showing them who's Lord. He's showing them who's Lord.
Hallelujah.
So that's why. Yeah, he had me on that topic of Adonai, and I'm like, "Lord, what are you talking about, Adonai?" And that's usually how it ends up, you know, at the beginning. But then as I get the word out, then it makes all sense why I had to give the word that I had to give. And so that's where your victory comes. No matter what they do, Adonai, our Lord, our Master, is going to show them who's Lord, that they are not Lord. He's Lord of Lords. Amen.
Amen.
And he's going to take care of this situation. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
That's where the victory is coming from. Wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, for that testimony. That's awesome. That's awesome,
yes.
And I pray that that young lady that comes to live with you, that she learned many things before. How old is she?
Well, she was 8 when she cried to live here, and she's 10 now. And now I will say her Mimi lives here. My sister, we all live in the same area, and she'll be actually living in that home. That's what is, but I'll get to see her, and she'll be here with them.
So you guys will have an influence for her life.
Exactly.
That's great.
Yes.
She'll have godly influencers over her life. Wow.
Right.
Thank you, Lord. I just pray that Miss Vicky and her sister, Father God, will be the best role models, godly role models for this 10-year-old, Lord. I pray, Father God, that that they will teach this child the way that she should go, Father God, and that they know that they need to work quickly in teaching her the things of God before she's on her way out into the world, in Jesus' name. I just pray, Father God, that they understand that they build her up as quickly as possible for the time lost. But, Lord, I pray mm-hmm. that you redeem the time in Jesus' name, that you redeem the time that they have with her to show her and teach her and guide her so that she, when she goes out into the world, that she is that godly woman standing on her own 2 feet, Father God, mature in the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, in Jesus'
you,
name,
Lord.
Amen. I touch and agree. Yes, yes.
Amen.
And that there will
yes.
be, and I just, it's exciting, and I'm so glad I called. I really am.
Well, call too. That's dear to my heart, the young people. You know, it's, I'm a grandmother too, so I understand that, and that touches my heart too. So, Miss Vicky, I thank the Lord for you. I thank him for the victories he's giving you, and I pray that you
yes.
don't stop and you keep on praying, because there's more prayer
yes,
for this
I
child.
Will.
Okay?
Right. You're right.
Thank you, Lord,
I will.
For that victory.
I will.
Woo!
Yes, amen. Woo-hoo! Carmen, I love you.
And
I
pray
that
your eyes will be completely healed, that all, the rest of it will come, that it'll be all completely healed in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for your healing touch over Miss Vicky's eyes, over her head, mm-hmm. Father God, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father God. I just pray that healing come to her whole body, to her nerves, Father God, that you heal her nerves, that diabetic diabetes that wants to roam through her body, Lord, we curse that in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen and Lord.
Thank
please.
You. That was awesome.
Yes. You do. And look,
the Lord is smiling.
I appreciate you. Yes, he is. And Father, bless Carmen and her family. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over in the mighty and precious holy name of Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. And
amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Right.
I love you, and if
have
I don't meet you on earth, I'll see you in heaven.
Okay. Amen. God bless.
Okay.
All right. All right. That was nice. All right. Next caller, 804-218. Your name and where you're from.
This is Angie from Virginia.
Miss Angie. Oh, Miss
hey,
Angie.
Miss Carmen. I called earlier now. I left it on and it didn't have any sound. And I said, I don't know what's going on. And I said, well, let me check back and see what's going on. So it was working. I said, well, I'm Miss Carmen.
Always wait. Sometimes I have technical issues, but I always come on. All right, let me pray for you. Hold on. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Ms. Angie, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ms. Angie, I see you running. I see you running. And it's not running in a bad way, but running for the Lord. I see you running. You have your shorts, and you're running for the Lord. And it's at a pace because you're aiming to win in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, because you're running in the name of Jesus. You're running for the Lord. And it's still a ways for the finish line because you got much to do. You have much to do. There's still more things you have to do. So that I see you running the race. I thank you, Lord. Oh, you look so cute in your shorts. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this. Angie, Father God. Thank you, Father God. I pray that, Father God, that you give her a special direction, Father God, so that she makes every moment count, Father God, of what she needs to do, the purposes and plans that you have for her, Father God, to do on this earth, Father God, because the best is yet to come. And we thank you, Father God, for that. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for for her running the race. I thank you, and I pray that, Father God, that you help her and you give her the strength to endure. Give her the strength to endure in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello, Miss Angie. Oh, this blog talk is
well, hello, Miss Carmen. How are you?
Hey, brother.
You're spreading the Jesus cheer. No, you're spreading Jesus cheer.
Yes, I'm cheering you on.
I don't know what kind of shorts you seen me in looking cute, but I wish you'd tell me so I can go get me a set.
Oh, you're so funny. Oh, so
well, the
up,
ones I wear, I don't see cute, but the ones you saw look cute, so I need to go get those.
Jesus shorts. It's running the rest for the Lord. It's on Jesus' team. That's what I saw when I heard your name. I like running the race. Thank you, Lord, for what are you up to, Miss Angie?
Well, I've been working in the yard, trying to get some plants started and growing. You know, I'm planting a lot of herbs this year. I'm starting my own little herbal garden, so to speak, so that I can make tinctures and salves and my own stuff using natural oils, which has really done a great job. Avocado oil is wonderful. You can put the candela flower in it, infuse it together, and it helps with your, you know, any of your veins, or it's a good oil that'll go into and create healing in your through your skin.
Really?
Yes, I love it.
I never knew that. Wow. And how do you do that?
Yeah, avocado oil is wonderful. Yep.
What do you use, the skin, or you use the whole avocado?
Well, you can buy the organic avocado oil, like at Sam's Club or Costco.
Uh-huh.
That's what I do. And I just, you know, I put what I, you can put, if you like the juniper flower, you know, you can put juniper. You can put any scent in it you want, infuse it with whatever, you know, floral you want. Or like lavender or candela helps with your blood vessels and veins, you know.
Mm.
And since I broke my leg, I've been using that to get rid of the bruising and all.
Oh, wow.
That comes with,
you know,
doing
the oils do work. I remember going to one of those parties that they try to introduce you to that, right? And one day I was trying to lift the bed in my son's room when he was living home in my house. And I got a big old bruise on my arm. It was big and dark. And they kept passing little bottles with the oil, right? And so I put a little bit of this oil and smelled it. And then on top of that, I put the other one, and the next one would come around. I put that one on. By the end of that meeting, my bruise was all gone.
Yeah.
And I go, which one was it? And I go, I don't know. I put them all on. So there was a mixture of all of them. So they all worked. It went through, and it was dark. It was a dark, big bruise, and it went away with the oils. So it does work.
So, you know, that's what I've been doing. And, you know, I had some, you know, like spider veins or whatever, and they're gone from rubbing the oil in. I use the candela flower, and you just kind of add a little 100 proof on your flower to bring it, you know, just enough to moisten it. And let it sit for about 12 hours, and then add it to your oil, and it'll fuse into the oil, and it'll have, you know, the property of that flower, whatever that flower. You can use rosemary, you can use thyme, you can use all kinds of different mix in your whatever you need to be going on with healing. And do it from your skin.
Mm.
One of your largest organ is your skin.
Yeah. So I need to lather my whole face on it.
Yeah,
you,
so if you don't want to put anything in it, just use the avocado oil. It's a lot better than using petroleum gel, petroleum-based oil. You're putting gasoline in your tank.
No, I don't want to do that.
Remember that
commercial? You know, it's healing. These are things that God, you know, creates for healing. You know, and whoever's listening in might say, oh, well, you know, they're only talking about things in the natural. Well, things in the natural God uses to bring healing in, you know, to our bodies. And so that's part of it, too. So we talk about all kinds of things on this show, you know, about natural healing, you know, God's healing, all emotional healing. We talk about it all. Anything that will bring healing to us, God can use. And so this, what you're talking about, is really good, you know. So what else do you
do? I've switched to eating better, you know, eating cleaner foods, doing tinctures and herbs, making teas. You know, there's been a big difference in the change in my skin contour. You know, my overall health has improved. So, you know, the things work. You just have to have patience with it, just like anything else, you know, that you do.
Yeah.
There's a process. You can't, you know, when I put a seed in the ground, I can't go out tomorrow and start picking cucumbers. It's got to grow in a vine, and it's got to produce the flower, then the fruit, and then the fruit has to grow. And then you harvest it.
Yeah.
There is a process.
Yeah, well, even
everybody,
drinking water.
I hate to tell everybody, not everything is a microwave moment.
Yeah, the microwave is not for everything. So, Miss Angie, do you need prayer for anything?
I just want to pray for my special friend that I don't know. I don't know who it is. This is my special friend to hurry up.
Oh. Okay. A friend or a companion?
I call him special friend, companion. Yeah. A mate.
Okay. All right.
Somebody
mate.
That,
okay.
That, yeah, your mate. Someone to...
Yeah. Yeah, to hang out, to talk about the things of the Lord, to do ministry with, to share your life, you know, serving God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the main point.
That's the main point.
You know,
just for nothing
to go out
else.
And
I mean,
enjoy that, doing things for the Lord and, you know, having that, you know.
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift Miss Angie and her the desire in her heart, Father God, for a companion that's a friend, Father God, someone that's there to do ministry with, to share her life, Father God, to share Jesus with others with, Father God. We just pray, Father God, for that, for her in the name of Jesus. We just pray, Father God, that you touch who that person is, Father God. Make them ready. Make her ready, too. Father God, to be ready for that person, Father God, because companions, marriage is a ministry in itself, Father God, and we just pray that you prepare both people for that time, Father God, so that they can be able to minister to one another and minister to you most of all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Anything else, Miss Angie?
No. That's what I called in because I was excited that it was here, and you were laughing, and you just spread the joy and the love of Jesus so nicely.
Oh, thank you. There's
a happiness and a joy, and it's authentic. It's not fake.
Yeah, I enjoy.
You know,
I do, and I told the Lord, I love serving you and your people. It just brings me joy. I love it. And I'm just a vessel, Lord, but I'm loving the ride. I'm loving the journey. So I do love you all. Amen. All right, Miss Angie. Well, God bless you. You have a blessed weekend.
Okay.
Get ready for that running. All right.
I'm going to get my cheese and my short.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye. All right. I got 903-918. All right. And your name and where you're from.
Michelle from Texas.
Hey, Miss Michelle. All right.
Hey, how are you?
In a minute. Good in you. God bless. All right. Let me put you on mute. Father God, we thank you for Michelle, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for the strength that you give her, Father God, to endure the things that sometimes come at her, Father God. But I thank you, Lord, because she stands strong. She is that warrior, Father God, in the spirit, Father God, that stands against what the enemy tries to bring. But, Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you, Father God, because no matter what the weapons are, she stands, and they won't affect her. I thank you, Lord, they won't affect her. In the name of Jesus, because you have made her that warrior. I thank you, Lord, she doesn't fight flesh and blood. Father God, she fights bringing it to you in the spirit, and that's her where she gets her victories. And I thank you, Lord, for this warrior, Father God, this warrior, the seasoned warrior in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for what you do in her. Thank you, Lord, for the things you're teaching her. Thank you, Lord, for her life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for that prayer warrior in Jesus' name. Amen. Miss Michelle?
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Any testimonies?
No, not tonight.
All right. I'm seeing that the Lord is calling you a warrior. What are you battling with?
Oh, my. Seems like so many things. My health, which, you know, he has been speaking with me about eating healthier and, you know, taking better care of myself. But with my health and different situations, you know, seeing how things come against you.
Mm-hmm.
And here lately, I've just been kind of like battling in my dreams. I woke up one morning and I was saying, Lord, with the sword of the Lord, I cut the head of the snake off.
Oh,
and
wow.
I commanded to be roasted with Holy Ghost fire and burn the ashes. I woke up out of sleep saying that. And I
was
like,
even in your dreams, you're doing battle.
Yes, but that dream, I really don't remember what happened. You know, in the dream, I just remember that I woke up saying that. And it was like, I was like, okay, I'm battling while I'm awake and I'm battling while I'm asleep. So
Yeah, that happens.
Like,
yeah, no wonder the Lord said that you were a warrior. Wow.
Yeah.
You're warring even
like,
in your dreams.
Even
wow.
in my dreams, yes. Yes.
Yeah, that happens. But one thing I'm going to tell you, when you anoint your home, okay, because sometimes,
okay.
you know, we need to do that from time to time, especially when we're sensing, you know, attacks on our dreams or, you know, things happening, you know, to us. We need to take time and cast things out of our home, you know, do cleaning, spiritual cleaning for your home. Put worship music on in the background, you know, as you're cooking, you know, play some music and worship the Lord. You know, the enemy hates worship. And so you're you know, because your home needs to be a sanctuary, a place where there's peace. And people will sense that. I know that people have come to my house and they go, I fall asleep in your house so easily because I feel peace, you know. But sometimes I get attacked and, you know, but there's some things in the natural that we may do to cause those things to happen, like maybe eating way before really close to bedtime, drinking too much water. maybe watching something we're not supposed to be watching that filters into our consciousness, our spirit man, and we're listening to all that, and then it affects our dreams. I mean, I'm very sensitive. I can't hear music because it sticks to my head, you know, and I'm thinking about it all the time, and I'll wake up in the morning thinking about the dumb song. So I really don't listen to secular music, especially the music that they play now. It's so catchy and, you know, so weird, you know. One day I was watching something, and all of a sudden something came on this lady, and she's singing like a chicken. And it's supposed to be the latest music or something. I don't even know what her name is or what the song was. And all I could hear was that stupid song playing in my head. And then she was sounding like a chicken. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm so sensitive. I can't listen to any of that stuff. I have to, you know, keep myself away from watching certain things, not even commercials. I try not to, you know, play the TV too much. I stay away from all that stuff, only what I need to hear. And so anoint your home, play worship music, anoint yourself and anoint your bedroom, and command whatever, you know, may have come in. It may have been through a visitor, maybe something you brought into your home. We never know what it is, but when we do regular house cleaning, just like we do spiritual cleaning of our heart and searching our heart, we also have to do it in our homes, you know. So these things that we do in our homes, you know, we have to clean it out. So to keep the enemy out, okay, it's not that we are doing anything wrong. It may be, you know, something as innocent as leaving the TV on and in something, and it filters through. So that's why I really don't play the TV on its own. I watch what's coming on the TV to make sure that I don't let anything in, or listen to any secular radio station or anything like that, because you never know what they're speaking out there. And so, you know, don't eat before going to bed. Don't drink a lot of liquids before going to bed. Make sure no caffeine, you know, before hours before going to bed. You know, all that affects you. You know, nice warm tea, have a habit of shutting everything out, making everything dark, no lights, no red lights, no blue lights from your clock radio. Put a towel over it, you know, to cover everything up. The darker, the better. Your melatonin kicks in when it's dark. But if there's any lights, any blue lights from machinery, it's not good. You know, it can keep you awake. Some people are very sensitive. And not putting your bed near the electrical socket, they say that's not good. Don't put your, if you can find a way to put your bed where there's no electrical socket, or, you know, or put something that may block that electrical current, that would be even better. Because some people are so sensitive to that it actually takes away from their sleep. So try all that, but mainly the spiritual first and all the other things, you know, the natural things. And that should help you. And let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for Ms. Michelle, for her sleep, that you give her sweet sleep at night, that you give her wisdom to know how to take care of that sleep time, that she can be able to prepare herself for that sleep time. I pray, Father God, that you would help her, Father God, anoint her home, give her the wisdom. If there's anything in there that's in her home that may be hindering her sleep, that may be allowing her to open the door, Father God, for her to be attacked in any way, form, or fashion, Lord, that you give her that wisdom, you open her eyes and show her what it is. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You know, Ms. Michelle, this is how it can affect your dreams. I'm going to give you an example. I was with a lady that was going to church with me, right? But when I got to go to help her, I went to take her to the doctors because she was not well. She had bouts of cancer and a whole bunch of things. And when I went to her house, I saw a lot of statues, Chinese statues, you know, like with the dog and the soldiers from China, from the cemetery. You know, there's a cemetery with statues of soldiers that actually look like the soldiers. They were made for them when they died. Well, I told her that's not pleasing to God. And she needed to get that out, and that a lot of that was what was causing her to be sick all the time. She didn't listen to me. And one day, it was so heavy that I went into the doctor's office. I fell asleep between her and the doctor. There was such a heaviness between her and me. I mean, not to mention that the day was hot. So that day, you know, I had to make a decision whether to continue being her friend or not. And I went to sleep. And the next day, a friend of mine called me. He says, I had a dream with you. And I go, really? He says, I had a dream that there was these three dogs that were coming attacking you with these big heads. And I said, with big heads? He says, yeah, they were different colors. And I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah. And I go, are these dogs, I looked it up on the internet, the Chinese dog that this lady had. I go, do they look like this? He goes, yeah, that's exactly what they look like. And he says, and I pulled you from your waist and pulled you, and you know, to protect you from them. You know, he was doing warfare in his dream, and he was praying for me. Okay, so sometimes something, you know, maybe a relationship, you know, something that somebody brought into your home, a gift or something like that, that could also take, you know, be, you know, causing you to have warfare. So pray to the Lord and help him to give you the, you know, the discernment to know what it is that's opening the door for the enemy to try to attack you. And he's going to give it to you because he's calling you the warrior. So there you go.
Well, praise God. Well, let me ask you this. Well, one day I was like standing in my front door and the Lord told me to pray against cursed objects. And so I said, okay, show me where they are. Well, I just started praying in the spirit, and there was a dog that, you know, just comes around over here.
Mm-hmm.
It's my neighbor's dog. And as I was praying, that dog just started howling, whoa, 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 whoa. And I stopped, and he stopped, and I started back, and he started back doing it. And I was like, what was that?
Well, animals do carry things, you know, especially from their owners and whatever is going on in their owners' homes. You know, it's like little kids, you know, they'll pick up things from the house that they live in, and they can also be affected too. You know, I can't tell you the story of a little girl that, you know, she was manifesting in front of us, and it was a baby in a crib manifesting. And we're like, oh, my God. But it was because of the mama's lifestyle. So it can be other things. You know, you just rebuke that out. Also check inside your home, you know, and cast that all out. Anoint your home, and you'll be good. But always seek the Lord on the matter and have him show you exactly. I mean, he's shown me things. I go, Lord, is there? Because I remember one time I felt things in my house, and I was like, Lord, what is it? And he says, check your garage. And I go, what? And I'm like, okay, where, Lord? He says, check those boxes. I go, yeah, but that I let somebody leave some boxes in the garage, and it was something that they had in their boxes, and it was idols. It was idols. It also had to do with things from China. And I was like, oh, my goodness. So
oh,
I went in that. Yeah. So I didn't know that that was in my garage, that person had put that in there. It belonged to them. And I said, oh, no. You got to get that out of here. Or if you don't come and get it, it's going to be broken. Mm-mm. And so it got broken because they didn't come and get it. I gave them a choice. Not in my house. Those things cannot stay in my house. Sorry. So, I mean, there's different scenarios. So you allow God to show you and guide you to what it is. He'll show you exactly where it is.
Mm-hmm.
He's done it
he
to
will,
me.
Because he has before. So I believe he will. Mm-hmm.
And even in pictures, I had these pictures that kept bothering me, but I didn't know why. And God kept bringing them up and bringing them up. And I said, Lord, what is it? He says, take a good, closer look. Use your magnifying glass. And I'm like, what? So I'm using my magnifying glass, and I see it. And I saw that there were some idols really tiny in the picture. And I was like, why do I have to get rid of it? It's so pretty. Yeah, you know, go gold painting in it and all the things. I'm like, oh. So it had to do with Babylon. So I had to get rid of it. And I was like, oh, wow. And I know some people will say, this is, oh, Miss Carmen's crazy. She doesn't know what she's talking about. When God starts dealing with you, years later, people will start talking about it, and then you're going to remember me. Like with the sisters with Disney, I kept telling them that stuff is, you know, Disney is idol worship. And this was over 27 years ago. And now look at the things that are coming out of Disney. Okay? So, years will go by. They'll say that I'm crazy. But that's all right. I know what I'm saying. You want to keep your idols, you keep them. All right. I'm not having those things. If God tells me throw it out, I'm going to throw it out. I may not have all the understanding about it, but I'm going to throw it out. All right? So, sister, ask the Lord to show you, guide you. And you're doing warfare. There's a reason. Something's crept in that you maybe ignorantly you don't know about, or, you know, somebody left or whatever the case may be. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I'm going to do that.
All right. All right, warrior, get to it. And drink water and start walking. Yeah, start walking at your own pace. Okay, don't go hurting yourself either. And stretch before you walk. Stretch.
Okay.
You know, you're like a rubber band. You don't want to pop the rubber band. You stretch, and then you can go further, and you have more resistance. All right?
All right, amen.
All right, sister, God bless you.
God bless you.
I hope to hear you, hear from you next week, and God's adventure with you. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
All right. Love you. Have a blessed week.
Love you too. You too.
All right. All right. Next caller, 908-305. I think. Did I get this person? Nope. I didn't get this person. All right. Your name and where you're from. 908-305. Your name and where you're from. Hello? 908-305. If you have me muted. All right. I'll put you on hold. All right. There's other callers on the line? Okay. But nobody's putting their hand up? Okay, I see another person that raised their hand. I have a lot of callers on the line, but they're not raising their hands. All right. 602-738, your name and where you're from?
Come on, this is LaShawn from Texas. How you doing?
Hi, LaShawn. How are you?
I'm hanging
out. The Texas girl.
I'm doing great.
Another Texas girl.
Yes.
All right. You know the deal. Let me mute you and I'll come back. Father God, we thank you for LaShawn, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see something about with a car. I see a white car. And I saw the words breakthrough. Something about a white car and a breakthrough. I'm not sure about that. Thank you, Lord. And something about that, I don't know if it has something to do with the use of your car, and that God's giving you a breakthrough with that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in LaShawn's life, Father God, for giving her the breakthrough, Father God. We just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you touch her finances. Thank you, Lord, for her job, Father God. You bless her in that job, Father God, whatever she's doing, Father. We just pray for her right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the breakthrough. And I don't know if the white has something to do with symbolism of it, that it's being used for the things of the Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, that car maybe or I don't know if it's the ministry of, and the car is symbolic of the ministry. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in LaShawn's life, Father God, that you're giving her breakthroughs, Father God, that she never had before. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those breakthroughs. They're coming. They're coming through. They're coming through the breakthroughs. Breakthrough, breakthrough. Thank you, Lord. And there's a comeback like never before. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in LaShawn's life, Father God. Thank you, Lord. I'm stuck with the white. I believe that has to do with the purity, I guess, with the ministry. And I thank you, Lord, with that for that. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. And it may not be as big as you would like it to be, but the beginnings of things, God starts it off at a certain way, and it gets bigger, LaShawn. It may not be the way that you want it, but it's gonna get bigger. But this is what God has you in. It seems like a small car, but do not despise small beginnings. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in her ministry. Thank you, Lord, because it's right where God wants it, and right the right way, the pure way, the pure way. I'm stuck with that white, with the white. I'm not sure what that's about. But thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in LaShawn's life, in LaShawn's ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, LaShawn.
Well, we thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you for the car. And we thank you for the purity, the white. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
It's going to be bigger, but this is the beginning, of it. And it's going to, and you're in the right place, because what I see is that white car. It's for how your ministry is operating in that purity.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Any testimonies, LaShawn?
Well, I know this last couple of weeks, it's been really, 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 really tough for me and my family. I know some of y'all heard we had a family member that had got hit by a car. So we've been working on the arrangement, the funeral, and then I guess just it's a lot going on with the family that they had to rush my brother to the hospital yesterday. His sugar went up so high, and his blood pressure went up so high. Even the nurse saying, "You must got somebody praying for you, because you lucky, somebody's watching over you, because it was that high. And so we give our Father the glory for that. And it's just a lot of my ex mother-in-law, she passed away. So it's just been one thing, just going on. So I've been trying to just, rest, because, planning a funeral, because my auntie, she could not do it. So me and my mom and my sister had to, step up. And it was just a lot just being, the funeral home and going after to the grave, marking up. It was a lot. And I just been in the house like last night, because I'm a breath. I'm just going to rest. And I needed that rest, because I felt my body. Here in Texas, been very windy, and it was some strong wind last night, and I just felt like a congestion was coming on, but I rebuked it, and it went away. So I say, just rest, rest, and, don't go to work today, just rest, and just stay in the house, and, prepare, get ready for next week. So I just want to thank those who reached out and send their condolences and pray, praying for our family. And we just know, I was telling my son, I say, I just believe God is doing a purging and a cleanse. He's cleaning everything. And he's doing it with our family, the purging, the cleaning. It's time for true repentance, and everything going to be okay. So.
What do you do for a living now?
I have my business. I've been trying to, find a truck, a food truck, and I also do designer T-shirts and planner, like a planner, event, wedding. But I've been driving part-time, doing Lyft part-time, so to try to get some extra money to try to move on with the business part.
I wonder if that's what the Lord is saying the breakthrough is with the car, because I kept seeing a car, a white car, and I kept hearing breakthrough. So I wasn't sure if it's a physical car maybe or ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be it, Miss LaShawn, with your car business maybe, that God is going to be blessing that. Amen. And so, with your brother
of transportation. Go ahead.
Say that again. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I say, go ahead. No, I
yeah,
say I am in a need of a car, another vehicle, and like I said, I've been looking for a food truck as well. I don't know if I want to go. I thought about doing a small, like a plaza. Something like a coffee shop, but not a coffee shop because it's the name of the restaurant. I named it after my grandmama, and it's a kitchen. So I kind of want, if I do a building, I want it very small. The things here in Texas, and like I said, I believe God for the breakthrough. They jacked up every price. The price is high because so many people are moving here and dropping cash on everything. So it's like everything's going up. Just say, God got that perfect spot for me. He got the perfect spot for me somewhere.
Even if everything else doesn't work for everybody else, that's not necessarily true for us, because God is, when God opens doors, nobody can shut them.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's God doing it, and when it's God's blessing, it comes without sorrow. So it's God doing it. So, Lord, before I go into praying with your brother, the high blood pressure, he can
high
try
blood
taking
pressure,
garlic
Jesus.
Pills. Yeah, garlic pills. You know, you could get them at a health food store. Garlic pills help bring the blood pressure down. It works over time. Also, eggplant, you chop it up and you skin it. And with the skin and everything, you put it in water and let it boil down. And then that the juices from that, they drink it daily, a little bit every day, and that helps the blood pressure to come down. But,
I'm going to try that because I like eggplant. I'm going to try that for myself too.
Yeah, you cut it up.
So you take the eggplant and you cut it up.
You don't
you
cook it. You just keep it raw, and then you skin it and the skin and everything. You chop it up and then put it in water. And you drink that water. That's supposed to be good for you. That's supposed to bring it down. But garlic pills, that for a fact I know is true, because a doctor told someone that I know that has high blood pressure, and they told him to do that, and he did. And it went down. It went down.
Oh, man.
It helped it bring it down. Yeah, it helped bring it down. The person doesn't like the garlic. I love garlic. I love garlic and everything.
I
and even eating it is really good for you.
I do,
yeah,
too.
I
like garlic and onion.
That's why the Italians give you parsley, a leaf of parsley with your dish, because you're supposed to chew on that to take away the smell of the garlic. It's chlorophyll.
Mm.
So a lot of people don't know that, and they throw that away. But you're supposed to eat that at the end because of the garlic in the food.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but garlic is very good for you. And the rawer it is, the better. And they sell it in pills. There's some pills that if you don't, I don't seem to be, I don't want to seem to be gross, but if you burp it and you burp the garlic, that's the good one. Mm-hmm. That's the good pill.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the good garlic. Yeah.
That just
so,
throws omega 3. If it smells like you burp it and it smells fishy, that's the good one.
Well, you smell the bottle. If you can smell it, you know, and it's strong, you know it's going to be good for you. So, but, yeah,
mm-hmm.
garlic helps bring down the blood pressure. I'm so sorry about your loved one being hit by a car. That's terrible. And then on top of that, your mother-in-law, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
sometimes, you know, that is tough, you know, when we lose family members. But I don't know what it is, but I just saw that God was showing me a car, a little car, and it was white. And
uh-huh.
it was like small beginnings. So whatever it is, I don't know if it's a literal white vehicle or your ministry, but it's small
uh-huh.
beginnings, and it's God doing it. God's doing it.
Amen.
So, Father,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray for LaShawn's family. I pray, Father God, that you give them peace with the losses in their family, Father God. I just pray that you touch them. And that you help them to treasure the time they had with their loved ones. And also, Father God, I pray for the health of those that are ill, that you would help their bodies to heal and give them the wisdom to eat the right foods, Father God, to become healthy, Father God, that you do it in their lives, Father. I pray, Father God, for LaShawn, Father God, for her ministry, Father God, that you increase, Father God, that you would touch her, Father God, in a special way, Father God, that it will flow with ease, Father God, that it won't be a struggle because she's got so much on her plate, Father God, right now. And I just pray, Father God, that the finances for everything that's gone on within the family, that the money come and that things will get paid for.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that you supply
Amen.
All their needs according to your riches and glory. I ask you, Father God, that you bless her in her job and the plans that she has, that you give her clear direction as to what it is you would have her to do, Father God, even up to the name and the look and the design, Father God. I pray that it all be
Amen.
You in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for blessing her. For supplying everything that she needs for her and her family in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 I thank
All
you
right,
for praying for the finance that we need because my Amy, she didn't have my cousin was 46 years old, but he didn't have insurance on himself and she didn't. And so it's really, really, when you're in a situation like that, it really makes it hard on the family
mm-hmm.
To try to come up with money to bury you, and it's an eye open as well. She did have plots. She ended up buying 5 plots for her children, but just didn't have the insurance. I can understand lately things how the job industry and how everything been going for the last couple of years. So I can understand people can't keep up with the insurance or however, but, you know, and I pray,
mm-hmm.
Lord, just help, you know, your people, help your people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he did, you know, made a way to we was able to get the funding to bury him. So I'm grateful for that. Because he's just an awesome God, a good. I'm telling you, he just, God is good. He's just good, and he keeps showing up. He keeps showing up over and over. So,
Amen.
You know, if we never think about stuff like that to prepare for things like that, but it is good if you can prepare, because it is a lot. It's a lot on the family. If you can,
there
you know, start preparing. For stuff like that, prepare, you know, put, if you can, put money to the side for your loved ones. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that it won't be a burden for them.
Right.
Yes, it is. although, but God always supplies no matter what. But it is a blessing to have things in order. I mean, from even from that, even death, everything should be in order. We should be good stewards in everything that we do, including in that too, you know, so that our families don't have that burden and be found in a bind later on. But yeah, we just thank you. So it's already been paid for?
Yes, it's been paid for. I'm telling you, I just kept telling my mama, we're going to sit still and see the salvation of the Lord. And I just told the Father, I know you answered the prayers of the righteous because I didn't see his hand move so many times. And I'm telling you, right at the last minute, you know, everybody was panning and, you know, and I said, nope, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And just, it just, it just happened. It just, you know, it happened. So it made me think, Lord, I better make sure I got myself in order and my children is in order, you know. It just, you want to make sure, because I'm telling you, it's, it is a lot. It is a lot.
And that way it'll be the way you want it.
Yes, ma'am. Because I'm telling you, it'd be a lot when you don't have to bury your loved one and you have everybody and cause confusion in the family. Family start getting into it. It can be very nasty, too. And nowadays they have a thing called pre-arrangement. And I'm like, I think I'm going to go do that. Because I'm like, I want to make sure everything is in order. That's just me. It's got me thinking. I might need to go and do me pre-arrangement. Because I'm like, this is a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. And it's not cheap either.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And you know, they charge. Everything is getting higher and higher and higher. I know somebody said, we're going to see later where people are going to be burying their loved one in their backyard. Somebody said this. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure it might have to come to that, you know, because even to open the ground and they sure did. They sure did. They didn't go to no funeral. Somebody died. They went out there and dig a hole and bury. And you know you
and
had a right.
A bad reminder.
You didn't have to get.
It's not a bad reminder. Right. It reminds you, hey, it happened to Mama. It happened to Aunt Sally. It's a constant reminder to get your life right too. So it's not a bad. It's not a bad idea either.
Right. They charge everything to open the ground, to close the ground. And now they charge, you got to put a box in the ground, a container. It's every little thing, and it's not cheap. It's not cheap at all.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll find a way even to charge you for that, for burying them in your backyard.
Oh, yeah, when they see, I'm pretty sure they will find a way, you know. I tell you, if you have any money, if you have any money to invest, go get some land. Go get some land. And I just speak that God will show you what to do with the land. Because I'm telling you, even land to market, form your own stuff. If you have any money, even with the four, and we sound the alarm on this, that it's not going to be any more 401k. Things is about to be shaken up. It's about to be a shaking up even in the job, even with these big banks.
Yeah,
and these big
but
companies.
You know what? LaShawn, no matter what changes go on, Jesus is Lord. He is the Lord of Lords, and what he says goes. And when we exalt him, he shows us the way. And when we put him first, all things will be added on. No matter how bad everything else looks, God is in control. And so we put our eyes on him, and we do not fear because he's with us. We do not fear because he's with us. He has control of everything. Yes, yes. I mean, because we can't put our eyes on that, we'll start thinking. We'll start thinking.
No.
We're not going to sink. We're going to, you know, keep floating like Joseph did, that no matter what came at him, He kept floating. He kept coming up higher.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to keep on coming up higher as we keep our eyes on him, because he's the one that's doing it, not us. If we think we're going to do it, then we'll lose hope. But if we truly trust him, then our trust is in the Lord for, you know, everything, for our strength, for our energy, for everything that we need. He is our salvation. He'll save us from whatever it is that we're facing. So he is in control.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like prayer for, sister?
No. That's it. No, ma'am.
All right. Well, God bless you. I pray you have a wonderful week, and that you have a tremendous testimony for this week that of the things that God is doing for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good night. God bless. All right. 334-590, your name and where you're from. One moment here so I won't make a mistake. All right. Yes.
Okay.
Your name and where you're from. I'm sorry?
It's Jayla.
Oh, Jayla. Jayla.
Hi, how you doing?
God bless you. I'm going to put you on mute, and I'll be right back with you. Thank you, Lord, for Jayla. Thank you, Lord, for Jayla. Thank you, Lord, for... thank you, Lord, for... I just see someone near you. And I sense, you know, that there's some issues there. I just pray in Jesus' name that the Lord intervene in that issue, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing there, for intervening and helping Jayla, Father God, in that issue. Father, in the name of Jesus, that you're there. You're there. You're in the midst of them. And we thank you, Father God, for that. We thank you, Father God, for being in the midst, right in the middle. When Jesus is in the middle, things are okay. Jesus in the middle. Jesus in the middle. Jesus in the middle. I just see another person that this seemed, and the first impression I got was that it's a male. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing there. In that relationship, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for being with Jayla and being in the middle, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Jayla, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
All right, blessed. You have a testimony? A word?
Not really, not on tonight. I was calling in just to receive a word, just to see what God, you know, had to possibly say to me. And that was interesting that you said that. It was very interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you experiencing something?
Yes, I feel like I've been going through, like, with the connection that I have with this guy, like trying to see if like this is somebody like God wants to have in my life or not. And it's like recently I've been more or less teetering towards like not really allowing this connection to be anything in my life. And it's like that for you to say that that's kind of interesting.
Okay. Yeah, I saw it as an issue and I saw God in the middle, like, almost protecting you. But that's what I sense. I don't know who the person is. I just sensed that it was a male and that God was in the middle. So God's in the middle protecting you. So I don't know what the, and I respect if you don't want to say anything else.
Wow.
Okay. So God is there. God is with you. He knows what you're going through. He's going to give you wisdom.
Amen.
Lord, I just pray for Jayla. I pray that you give her the eyes to see clearly, and to make good decisions. And I pray that you guide her because you're there right there with her. And Lord, I pray that you whisper in her ears and guide her, Father God. Do this, Jayla. Do that, Jayla. Make it clear to her, Father God. make it so clear that she has no shadow of a doubt what you're telling her. In Jesus' name. Is there anything else, Jayla, that you need prayer for?
I'll also say, like, for God to give me, like, guidance when it comes to, like, my career, not necessarily, like, a job, but, like, actual a career. It's been hard for me to get, like, an actual breakthrough with that, so.
Do you have one already, or is it that you want to make a change?
I want to make a change.
Okay. And how far have you gone with the one you have?
Not that far. Not at all. Not that far.
Okay. So are you beginning in school? Is that the case?
No, I'm not in school currently. Like, not at the moment. I'm just working.
Okay. So you want to make a decision on a career?
Yes.
You don't have anything in place yet?
Not, like, a job, but, like, in the sense of, like, actual, like, a career, no.
Okay, so you want to prepare yourself for a career so you can get a better job. Is that it? Like, you want to go to school or something?
Well, I already have a degree. I just want God's, like, guidance for me to, like, because what I'm doing now, I personally consider it just, like, a job. I don't necessarily see it as, like, my career. So I'm, like,
yeah, it's not part of your career. What you studied.
Yes.
Is that it? It's not something that you studied, but you have a job, but it has nothing to do with what you studied.
Yes.
So is that what you want? A career that has something to do with what you've already studied?
Not really, and that's something where I want God's guidance on as well. Because I feel like he's moved me away from even that, like what my degree initially was in. So
I get it. So the reason why I'm asking all these questions, so I could be more specific in my prayer and know how to target it even better. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you hear Jayla's heart on the matter of on what career move she needs to take, Father God, whether this degree can take her there or if she needs to go to school or whatever the case may be, Lord, I just pray that you guide her as to where to go, what to do, and how to achieve that. I pray that you give her that wisdom, that you help her to connect with the right people, maybe with school counselors, that will give her a better idea of what it'll take to get where she wants and what it is that she wants and what would be possibilities of where you would have her to be, Lord, because that's what's most important, Lord. What purpose is it that you have for her to move towards, Father God? Because Jayla doesn't want to do her thing. She wants to do what you want her to do. She wants to do your will, Father God. So I pray that you make that clear to her, that you guide her in that you would help her, Father God, and that she would have confirmation as she goes and moves, Father God, that she will have the confirmation to know that that is what you want her to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Jayla, sometimes, you know, you're uneasy inside, and it's sometimes it's God showing you and guiding you, and no, don't go this way, and you're uneasy because you're going the wrong way, and you're like, okay. And so you're trying to listen to the voice of God, and I believe the Lord is going to start guiding you into knowing how to make decisions in every area of your life. But you know what? Applying the word daily, okay, and examining yourself helps you to stay on course, okay? And that way you don't go far off course to where you're not supposed to be. So as you spend time with the Lord, you know, you spend your 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, in the Word, and you study it and you talk to him, and then, you know, okay, Lord, this is, you know, and you dialogue with God back and forth, and he's going to show you, and he's going to, you know, show you what you're praying in your prayer time along with him. It's going to be manifested in the outside with other people, and you're like, oh, that's really, you know, crazy, because I was praying about that this morning, and that's God. You see? And then you'll know that it's God because you've been talking to him. But if you don't spend time with the Lord to talk to him, then how will you know that the things that he's presenting to you is him? Right? So some serious time with the Lord. He is with you. He is guiding you. He's trying to protect you. He's giving you wisdom, but continue seeking his word, okay? Continue seeking his word, especially when, you know, when we have decisions to make, we need to be in the word even more so than ever, you know, because it's you know, a time of decision-making. So this is a time for you to up it up, you know, up it in the word so that you can hear him, so you can make good decisions, you know, by his leading, all right?
Okay.
Amen?
Amen.
So he is protecting you. I saw him in the middle. In the middle. Yeah, and when he's in the middle, you're in good shape because he's guiding you. He's protecting you. All right, sister. Amen. Is there anything else? You want to give me a testimony or something that the Lord has done for you?
No?
All right. All right.
Thank you. I hope you have a great
You're welcome. You too. Be blessed this week. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right. Let me go back to the, I have other callers that don't have their hands up. Let me go back to the other one, 908-305, your name and where you're from.
This is Carol. Hello.
I'm sorry?
Carol from New Jersey. Hi.
Oh, hi, Carol from New Jersey. Okay, I had tried calling you earlier, but you didn't answer. All right, let me put you on mute. Thank you, Lord, for Carol. Thank you, Lord, for Carol. Thank you, Lord, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I saw some railroad tracks. I'm not sure. I think there's some traveling in your plans that the Lord has for you. I saw some railroad tracks. I guess indication of some travel, not fast travel, but some travel that the Lord has for you. Railroad tracks. I guess a train. I thank you, Lord. But I don't see the train. I guess you're waiting for a train. I thank you, Lord, for that train that's coming. And I thank you, Lord, for preparing Carol for that ride. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for that train ride, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just see that you're in the stages of preparation. So when that train comes, you won't miss that train. Then you'll get on that train. And I guess that train is some type of ministry. Is going to be, you know, a quick ministry. It's not going to be like the airplanes, as fast as the planes, but it's going to be there, and you're going to be doing some kind of ministry, but he's preparing you right now. I don't see the train yet because it hasn't arrived, but he's preparing you. And I thank you, Father God, for that preparation time for Carol. In the name of Jesus, for preparing her, help her to be well prepared, and that when the train comes, she's ready to ride on it. In Jesus' name, amen. Carol, you there?
Oh, yes, I am. Yes, hello. Hi.
God bless. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, I mean, except there was having somewhat of a tough day today, that's all, so I needed prayer. Yeah,
okay.
So I'm trying to,
you want specifics?
Excuse me?
Anything specific?
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I'm usually doing okay, but I guess I was having a tough day just because it just seems to be taking so long to be part of the ministry God wants me to be part of, and just getting my finances and my life together. It's transition time. I'm like, Lord God, it's taking so long. So
I think the Lord just showed us what it was. There is that opportunity coming. The train track has to do with the ministry, the train. The train always has to do with, a vehicle always has to do with ministry.
Oh, really?
In my experience, yeah. So I think the train isn't there. I didn't see it there, but because God was still preparing you for something to do. But it's coming. You know how it is when you're in a subway station and you're waiting for a train? When you least expect it, it's there. It's shoom, and it's right in front of you.
Oh,
if you're not careful, you might miss it. If you go to the bathroom and you're not waiting, you're going to miss the train. So God is saying he's preparing you. Be ready.
Oh, okay. So in other words, if you see anything to do with travel or anything like that, that means something to do with
that's
ministry.
Been my experience.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, that's what I'm sensing from my part. The vehicle is, I guess, the ministry. It's not only you. It's going to be others in there, but he's preparing you. He's making you wait because there's preparation. So when it does come, you're ready. You got to help make yourself ready. Be ready.
Well, I guess he's been saying waiting. I'm like, okay, Lord, I guess just like David and all the people that did the ministries, right, they had to wait. They just didn't go out there and do it overnight. That just takes
they had to wait. When it's in God's timing. It's not in our timing. I remember, now that I'm talking to you about this, I remember years ago I was a young woman. I was living in Germany, and there was the military chapel. They shared it with different, ministries, and I was with one of them. And one of the ministers there, he was a minister already, but he was like, he's talking to me, when am I going to get my chance? You know, I'm tired of waiting for the Lord to use me. And I'm like, it'll come when God says it's time. But he was already ready. He was already a minister. A minister, an ordained minister. But he wasn't being used. You know, he was under other ministers. But, he was doing this or that. But he wasn't doing his own ministry. And he was kind of like, a little bit upset. He's like, I'm ready. And I'm like, it's going to come when God says it's going to come. And I never did see him do solo ministry, but he did help in other ministry. But that is ministry when you help other ministries. That is ministry. That is ministry.
Okay.
That is ministry. But when he uses you fully to where, you see it differently, that sometimes he has to prepare us. He allows us to be in preparation when we're under other ministries. When we're faithful with other people's ministries, then he uses us in our own. Amen?
So in other words, could mean use it to be part of other people's ministries or my own ministry. I guess God determines that, right? That's his.
Yes, he uses different things, but I didn't see the train yet. I saw you like you were waiting at the platform and, waiting for a train.
All right, the train had come, it's rolling down the track.
Yeah, and I've
I'm
lived
going
in different
to
places where I've had
to
take trains. It's all the same. You have to be ready when it comes, because when it comes, and then the doors close real fast. You don't want to miss it.
Okay. I know.
Be ready.
So either for somebody else's ministry or my ministry, right, I guess.
I don't know how God is going to do it, but just be ready.
Well, good. I hope there's
it
a
doesn't
bunch
matter
of people
what it
out.
Is.
I just hope
it
it's
matter.
A train with a... Yeah, I hear you. But I hope it's a lot of people there, too, on the train, too. I'm not doing solo. I don't want to do ministry all solo.
It all depends on God. It depends on God what he wants you to do. But you just have to make yourself available. Remember, we're only vessels, and he decides how he's going to use us,
So
and the more we understand that And the more we are realizing, okay, use me however you want, Lord.
Yep,
I make myself available. Then when you least expect it, he can use you. He even uses people that don't prophesy to prophesy. But because there was nobody else available, he'll use that person because they made themselves available.
Okay. Well,
they made
themselves
available.
It helped me financially, too. So I guess that'll all come together when you're on the ministry, right?
When it's God doing, he opens the door for you.
Right.
Your call will open doors.
Okay,
right.
I will just continue to trust in the Lord, which I have, and okay. Thank you so much.
Stay ready.
God bless. I'll let you know when it happens for sure.
Well, we'll keep on praying that God will
use
you. Amen. All right.
Thank you so much, Lord.
All right. Give me one moment here, Carol. Okay. All right. God bless you, Carol. Be blessed.
God bless you. Thank you, my friend. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Lord. All right. I have other callers, but you're not raising your hand. Let me play a song, and this song has to do with Adonai. Amen. This song is with the topic that I was talking about, Adonai. He is Lord. All right, this one is from Joshua Aaron. Give me a moment.
He who made the earth and the sky, every knee will bow before him, let the come praise Adonai. Thank you.
Well, God bless everybody. It seems like no one else is needing ministry tonight. There's other callers. I'm going to end the show tonight. Remember that Adonai is Lord. He's the Lord of Lords. Thank you. God bless. Have a wonderful week. And come back to PGN for more ministry. God bless. Bye-bye.